"I note and share your levity," Rimoska said. "More seriously, did you observe the ship which destroyed the Hegemony carrier group?"
Greg nodded.
"It was quite a show. No one here has ever seen anything like it." "We knew of such vessels only as dark legends from the distant past," Rimoska said. "That ship belongs to a race called the Vor. It was a force of their ships that attacked the Imisil fleet. Our co-signifiers managed to fight off the ambush, but at considerable cost."
"You must have impressive weapons," Greg said. "Don't know what was protecting that ship, but nothing the Hegemony had could touch it."
"The Vor have only a few of those render ships. They are shielded by a bubble of subspace, which here in normal space makes them almost invulnerable. In hyperspace, less so. That vessel, I am sure, was hunting for us."
"And instead it ran into the Hegemony carrier and gave it a serious amount of grief." Greg chuckled. "Shame we couldn't persuade them to stick around and help us out."
"The Vor are a vile species, Captain Cameron," said Pre-Signifier Rimoska. "They are biological parasites that ride around in the bodies of captured enemies. All brain tissue involved in higher functions is removed, reducing all cerebral activity to basic primitive functions. Then the Vor climbs in and interfaces its mind with what remains. Our legends tell of the millions who were abducted to serve as hosts for these creatures. They cannot be compromised or negotiated with, much less considered possible allies."
"Well, that's me told," Greg thought. "And now it's vanished back into hyperspace," he said. "It could have gone after us or destroyed the Darien colony or both. Yet, here we are."
"I have no answer for you," said Rimoska, "except to say that whatever the strategy the Vor are following, it will not be to our benefit. However, now you must listen carefully. The Imisil fleet, despite its losses, is back on course and will be here in less than 2 hours by your reckoning. We have been in touch with the Edge commanders, and they have informed me that the Hegemony Armada will be supported by a combat fleet from their Yamanon partners, the Earth Sphere. But be aware, the Hegemony will not be permitted to establish overwhelming military supremacy here."
Despite these stirring words, Greg still felt the optimism drain out of him. For a moment he was directionless. Then a spark of anger flickered inside him. "After all that's happened here, to us, they still let themselves be used." The anger was hot now. "The Hegemony snaps its fingers, and Earth Sphere hurries along to their master's bidding, grovelling puppets, the lot of them. While Darien is a piece to be fought and wrangled over." He paused to rein in his rage. "Just as a matter of interest, how might the combined Hegemony and Earth Sphere forces compare to the Imisil fleet?"